An algorithm is one of the most fundamental concepts in computer science and programming. Before writing a single line of code, every developer must understand what an algorithm is, why it matters, and how to think algorithmically. This chapter introduces you to this concept from the ground up, with concrete examples drawn from everyday life and from the web development world. An algorithm is a finite, ordered sequence of precise and unambiguous instructions designed to solve a specific problem or accomplish a specific task. The key word here is finite. An algorithm must always end. It cannot run forever. It takes one or more inputs, processes them through a series of well-defined steps, and produces one or more outputs. Think of a recipe for making a cake. You start with ingredients, the inputs. You follow a precise series of steps in a specific order, the instructions, and you end up with a cake, the output. If a step is missing or out of order, the result will be wrong or the recipe will fail. This is exactly how an algorithm works. Another everyday example. When you tie your shoelaces, you perform a precise and repeatable sequence of actions. You always do the same steps in the same order. If someone asked you to teach them how to tie shoelaces, you would describe each step explicitly. That description is an algorithm. In the context of web development, algorithms are everywhere. When a user submits a login form, the application runs an algorithm that checks whether the email exists in the database, then verifies whether the password matches the stored hash, and finally decides whether to grant or deny access. When a search engine ranks web pages, it uses complex algorithms. When a shopping cart calculates a total price including taxes and discounts, it is running an algorithm. An algorithm has five essential characteristics that you must remember. Finiteness. The algorithm must terminate after a finite number of steps. An infinite loop is not an algorithm. Definiteness. Each step must be precisely and unambiguously defined. There must be no room for interpretation. Input. An algorithm has zero or more inputs, which are the values it receives before it starts. Output. An algorithm produces at least one output, which is the result of its execution. Effectiveness. Each step must be simple enough to be executed, in principle, by a person using only pen and paper. It is important to understand that an algorithm is not a program. An algorithm is an abstract description of a solution to a problem. A program is the concrete implementation of that algorithm in a specific programming language such as JavaScript, Python, or any other. The same algorithm can be implemented in many different programming languages, and the result will be the same regardless of the language used. For example, here is a simple algorithm described in plain language to find the largest number in a list of numbers. Start by assuming the first number in the list is the largest. Call it the current maximum. Look at the next number in the list. If this number is greater than the current maximum, replace the current maximum with this number. Repeat the previous two steps until you have gone through all the numbers in the list. The current maximum at the end is the largest number in the list. This description makes no reference to any programming language. It is a pure algorithm. You could implement it in JavaScript, Python, or even describe it to a child who would execute it manually with a list written on paper. Algorithms can be expressed in several ways. The most common representations used by developers and educators are natural language, writing the steps as plain sentences, as shown in the example above. This is useful for beginners but can be ambiguous. Pseudocode, a structured way of writing algorithms that resembles a programming language but has no strict syntax rules. It is more precise than natural language but does not depend on any specific language. Flowcharts, a visual representation of an algorithm using boxes and arrows. Each box represents a step or a decision, and arrows show the flow of execution. Pseudocode is particularly useful because it bridges the gap between thinking and coding. Here is the same algorithm for finding the largest number in pseudocode. Set maximum TO first element of the list. For each number in the list. If number I is greater than maximum then. Set maximum TO number. End if. End for. Return maximum. This pseudocode clearly shows the structure of the algorithm. Initialization, a loop, a conditional check, and a return value. Any developer, regardless of their preferred programming language, can read this and understand exactly what the algorithm does. Algorithms rely on several basic building blocks that appear again and again in all kinds of programs. These building blocks are sequence, instructions are executed one after another, in order. For example, first validate the form data, then save it to the database, then send a confirmation email. Selection, also called conditionals. The algorithm makes a decision based on a condition. If the condition is true, it follows one path. Otherwise, it follows another. For example, if the user is authenticated, show the dashboard. Otherwise, redirect to the login page. Repetition, also called loops or iteration. A set of instructions is repeated multiple times, either a fixed number of times or until a condition is met. For example, process every item in a shopping cart to calculate the total price. Functions, also called procedures or subroutines, a named block of instructions that can be called multiple times from different places in the algorithm. This promotes reuse and clarity. Understanding these building blocks is essential because every program you will ever write, whether it is a front-end interface in JavaScript, a back-end service in Node.js, or a script in Python, will be built using combinations of these four elements. Let us look at a concrete algorithm that relates directly to web development, validating a user registration form. Here is the algorithm described step by step. Receive the data submitted by the user, first name, last name, email address, and password. Check that none of the fields are empty. If any field is empty, return an error message asking the user to fill in all the required fields. Check that the email address has a valid format. It must contain an @ and a domain name. If the format is invalid, return an error message. Check that the password is at least 8 characters long. If it is too short, return an error message. Check that the email address is not already registered in the database. If it already exists, return an error message telling the user to log in instead. If all checks pass, encrypt the password using a secure hashing method, save the new user to the database, and return a success message. This is a real-world algorithm used in virtually every web application. Notice how it combines sequences. The steps happen in order, selections, the if/else checks, and potentially a function call, the password encryption step. Another concept closely linked to algorithms is complexity. Not all algorithms are equally efficient. Some algorithms solve a problem quickly even when the input is very large, while others become extremely slow as the input grows. This is called algorithmic complexity, and it is usually measured in terms of time, how long it takes, and space, how much memory it uses. For example, imagine you have a list of 1 million user records and you want to find a specific user by their identifier. A naive algorithm might check every record one by one from the beginning until it finds the matching identifier. In the worst case, it would check all 1 million records. This is called a linear search, and its time complexity grows directly with the size of the input. A smarter algorithm, such as a binary search, which requires the list to be sorted, can find the same user by repeatedly cutting the list in half, requiring at most about 20 checks instead of 1 million. This is a dramatic improvement. As a full-stack web developer, you will not need to design highly complex algorithms from scratch every day. However, you must be able to read, understand, write, and debug algorithms regularly. Every time you write a function in JavaScript or Python, you are implementing an algorithm. Every time you write a database query, you are describing a process to retrieve and filter data. Every time you build an application programming interface endpoint, you are defining the steps the server must follow to respond to a client request. Thinking algorithmically also means learning to decompose problems. When faced with a complex task, a good developer breaks it down into smaller subproblems, solves each subproblem with a clear algorithm, and then assembles the solutions. This is called decomposition, and it is a core skill in software development. For example, building a user authentication system can be decomposed into several smaller algorithms, one for registering a new user, one for logging in, one for verifying an access token, and one for logging out. Each of these is a manageable algorithm on its own. Together, they form a complete feature. To summarize the key points of this chapter, an algorithm is a finite, ordered, and unambiguous sequence of instructions that solves a problem. It has inputs, produces outputs, and must always terminate. An algorithm is not a program. It is an abstract description that can be implemented in any programming language. Algorithms are built from four basic building blocks: sequence, selection, repetition, and functions. Algorithms can be expressed in natural language, pseudocode, or flowcharts. Algorithmic thinking means decomposing problems into smaller steps and solving each step clearly. Efficiency matters. Different algorithms can solve the same problem with very different performance. Mastering these fundamentals is the first step toward becoming a competent full-stack web developer. Every feature you will build, every bug you will fix, and every system you will design will require you to think clearly and algorithmically. The ability to translate a real-world problem into a precise sequence of instructions is one of the most valuable skills you can develop as a developer.